Hey everyone. You know what time of the week it is. It's Monday, which means it's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I answer them to the best of my ability. This week we got, as we do every week, tons of questions, so many questions. So let's just jump into it and hopefully I won't ramble too long on any of them. So here we go. The first one's from Anonymous. They ask, when you were in both high school and college, were you kind of popular? No. Oh man, I don't think I ever was popular. No, I don't think so. Yeah, I wasn't popular. I was actually bullied a lot when I was in middle school. Like when I was younger, like middle schoolish, I was bullied quite a bit. And then, like, high school, no one really fucked with me. And then college, I did my own thing in college. But yeah, so I don't think I was ever really popular. Anonymous asks, what are some noises you don't like to hear? Nails on a chalkboard, someone talking loud, chewing gum. Oh, nails on a chalkboard really bug me. Oh, little kids shrieking is hard. Not because, like, I don't know. It's just that's, like, a hard sound. Oh, that terrible sound where, like, rubber's, like, squeeching against itself. It's pretty gross. I hate that one. Yeah, I think those are the ones. Anonymous says, have you ever cried or almost got emotional during an audio? I think I've cried in a few audios. Yeah, I have for sure. Yeah, that's an easy answer. Anonymous asks, have you ever owned a talking bird or been around one or seen one? Been around a lot of talking birds. I haven't owned one, but yeah, I've been around a lot of talking birds. Anonymous asks, why do you hate the sound of your own voice when everyone else seems to love it? I don't know. I don't think anyone's really happy hearing their own voice. It's just something, like, internal. Because it doesn't sound the way you think it sounds. Because when I'm hearing myself talk out loud, it sounds fine. But then when I listen to it back in a recording, I'm like, oh my god, I sound like that. And then it really bugs me. So, I don't know. I don't know. Anonymous asks, you still lift weights? I heard when you were on GWA you did. That's very true. I did lift weights when I was on GWA. I mean, I lift occasionally. Not as, like, serious as when I was younger. But I definitely still lift weights. Anonymous asks, who's your favorite My Hero Academia character? I mean, Deku obviously is probably my favorite character. I know that's, like, the boring answer, but it's... or Momo. Momo or Deku would be my answer. Yeah. Anonymous says, do you own many CD records or old cassette tapes? I used to. I used to own a lot of CDs. And I had a few vinyls. I want to get back into owning vinyls. I really enjoyed owning vinyls. Like, if I could get a series of vinyls right now, I think I have, like, on my Amazon wish list, I have, like, 7 or 8 vinyls, like, Dark Side of the Moon, and, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and just, like, stuff that I used to listen to a lot when I was younger. But yeah. Let's see. Anonymous says, have you ever considered making longer sleep aid audios? I've considered it, yes, but I don't know. Would there be a large demand for, like, a 10-hour or a 5-hour sleep sound audio? I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought about doing a series of rambles, soft-spoken rambles, and then releasing them individually, and then when they're all done, put them together as, like, a long-form audio. Or maybe, better yet, find a series of audios that were, like, can go together and then combine them into long form versions. I don't know. I definitely considered it. If there's a lot of demand for it, then totally. I'm not against it. Is it true that you have an older YouTube channel? If so, do you care to share it? It is true. It is very true. I have an older YouTube channel. I don't think any of the videos are public anymore. I did it when I was much younger. Much younger. Maybe I'll do something with it. Who knows? That might be an interesting baby girl exclusive video or something. As if I can pull the video and finagle it around a bit. We'll see. We'll see. Let's see. Anonymous says, do you have AC or fan in your home? Do you sleep with or without a fan? I really need the noise of a fan. I also need AC because it's hot. It's very hot where I live. So without AC, I would probably die. And I have to have a fan. Just the noise is so nice. I remember when my old fan, I mean, I think basically every fan I've owned, I have ran it to death. I have fans die on me all the time just because I run them for so long. And yeah, it's so nice. It's such a nice sound, the like constant sound of a fan. It helps puts me to sleep like that. Anonymous says, did you get rid of your curious cat? I didn't. I just got rid of the link on Twitter. The reason being is I just have so many Patreon, you know, get to know night questions right now that I really don't check curious cat right now at the moment. If I can get all these questions answered and I'm like out of questions and a Monday comes and I'm like, oh, I don't know, then I will definitely go to curious cat. But right now, I don't really use it right now just because there's so many questions on Get to Know Night. I will be doing a public FAQ, like frequently asked questions, video at some point. And that will use Curious Cat. So I will probably put out a link for that. I don't know when I'm going to put that out. But yeah, so that's going to be a thing. So yeah. let's see. The next question is... have you ever been good at coloring books? My hands would get tired and I would kind of color outside the lines if I didn't watch. I don't know. I never did a lot of coloring books as a kid. I did a lot of like freehand drawing. I did a lot of like Bob Ross tutorials and stuff, and like I can't remember the name of this other. There's like it was a TV show when I was a kid that would be like, we were drawing things and then they would be like, follow along, and you just did. And it was more like freehand drawing. I remember I did a few of those. I love those. I wasn't ever a coloring book person. I think they were too rigid for me. I just wanted a pen and a paper, and I just wanted to, like, draw whatever I wanted. But, yeah. I like coloring books. I think they're neat now. But when I was younger, it wasn't something I did often. Anonymous asks, so when No Nut November comes again, are you going to go all the way again and make it audio like last November? Was it torture for you? How long did you actually go without masturbating? Yeah, I made it the whole month of November. It was not fun. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I might just do no shave this year. Who knows? Who knows anymore? Do you ever listen to Gonwell audios or Pillow Talk audios anymore? I haven't in some time. It's more of a byproduct of just being unbelievably busy. I just haven't been on Reddit at all recently. Yeah, I mean, I definitely at some point I'll probably go on and just like check and see what's going on. But I haven't in some time. Why do you want a big family? I mean, with wanting to have three or four kids. I think it's nice growing up with a lot of different siblings. I never grew up with a lot of siblings. I only had one sibling. But from families I hear that had many siblings, they were like really happy because they would always have someone to play with, and they were always like they're very close. And I think it helps you develop like really close family bonds and like social skills. And I don't know. I think it would just be kind of nice. I kind of want like three girls and a boy, and the boy to be the youngest. Because I think when you're like, when you grow up in a home with like a sister, you tend to be much more respectful towards women. I don't know. I just, this is just something I kind of want in my life. Next question. Okay. Do you ever think you'll tell your first name or your age? I don't know. I don't know. That's like one of those questions I don't really have an answer to. It's like in a couple of years from now, maybe. I think my answer has always been like once I hit a big age milestone, I'll announce that. And then for name, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. We'll see. When you were both in school, college, and regular school, or when you had a job, do you stay up as late as you do now? I think my current sleeping cycle is very corona related, sadly. Yeah, I don't know. Corona has definitely, it's definitely changed the way I sleep. Just because you can't go out anymore. So you like the day and the night don't really matter as much. They do in certain contexts, but like that's been a big effect. And I think my insomnia has just been flaring up a lot recently, so it's just been bad. But yeah, I don't think my sleep cycle's never been as bad as it's been like right now in my life. I think this is definitely the worst I've been sleeping. So yeah. Anonymous asks, do you ever look outside the window and look at the stars? I wish I could see the stars more clearly at night. A few reasons. One is it's basically storming every night, and two, when I'm at home in the city, it just kills any kind of like the light pollution so bad. So bad. Anonymous, do you like leggings on a girl? Yeah, I think leggings are cute. So cute that I made a pair for my merch store. Yeah, no, I think leggings are super cute. Super duper cute. Do I have time for one more? Question is, will it load for one more? All right, here we go. Last question. How curly is your hair? It depends on how long it is. My hair is super duper long. It is real curly. And when it's short, you can't tell it's curly. So, that's kind of how it is. And with that, I think we'll end it for this week. If you have a question, as always, you should see a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever question you like. So, if you have a question, feel free to ask. And I hope you have a fantastic week. I will see you next Monday.